Mr. Wilcox never loses his enthusiasm, does he?
The only way Wilcox could lose his enthusiasm is for somebody to lose Wilcox. If anybody'd make me a decent...
Oh, McGee, now, we got to get busy. Did you get all that junk carried out?
Yes, I did. While you were daydreaming over them slushy little missiles of mine.
No, you don't mean missiles. You mean missives.
I do not. Missive means big, oversized.
No. That's massive.
I thought a massive was a guy that gave you a massage.
Nah, that's a masseur.
Masseur is mister in French.
That's monsieur.
Well, then what's a missile?
A missile is something you throw.
That's what I say. Throw them letters out. I ain't going to stand around here and have everybody snickering at me. I'm just...
McGee.
Huh?
Calm yourself and call the junk man to haul away that rubbish.
Okay, give me the phone.
Here.
Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me the Wistful Vista Junkyard at 14th and... Oh, is that you, Mert?
Every year the same thing.
How's every little thing, Mert? Dizzy. What's that, Mert? Your little brother. Say what? Cut off his feet.
Oh, McGee, how awful.
Oh, it was nothing. Her kid brother wanted to build a fire without matches at the Boy Scout show. It was quite a feat, but they didn't have time for it. What's that, Mert? Oh, I'll call him later. Yeah, so long. Huh? What's that, Mert? Your little sister. She what?
McGee, please, not another.
Oh. Okay. Tell me next week, Mert. Can't get the junk man on the phone, Molly.
Why not?
The junk man cut the wire down.
What for?
Junk. Hey, quit reading them letters, Molly. You promised me... Who's that?
Let me see. Oh, it's Mrs. Uppington.
Surely you don't mean Mrs. Abigail Uppington, the prominent, in certain places, society leader.
In the flesh. In the well-massaged, expensively corseted, slightly flabby flesh. Come in, Mrs. Flesh. Or Mrs. Uppington. How do you do, Mrs. Uppington? Why, this is a surprise.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. McGee? And Mr. McGee?
Hi, Fabby. What cosmic upheaval has lured you out of your perfumed bower?
Oh, it's Fifi. Fifi is lost.
Oh, heavenly days, your Pekingese.
Yes, my darling little Fifi. My baby. Oh, I'm so upset, really.
Oh, well, calm yourself, Uppy. Where was the little perp seen last?
Then how was she dressed, Abigail?
She was last seen down the middle of the block. And she had on her best rhinestone collar, her Saks Fifth Avenue sweater, and her little I. Miller booties.
Don't that make you sick, Molly? I mean, to think of Fifi being lost.
Yes, and better dressed than I am, too.
Now, please, my dear, no levity. I am horribly perturbed.
Why don't you advertise for her, Uppy?
Oh, it wouldn't do the slightest good, Mr. McGee. Fifi can't read.
Well, have you searched the neighborhood, Abigail?
Oh, yes. My butler, Witherspoon, spent the entire afternoon searching for her, going round and round the block calling Fifi. Fifi! Fifi!
With what results?
With the result that he was soundly trounced by a brutal truck driver at whom he happened to be looking when he last called Fifi.
Well, don't worry about her, Abigail. She probably eloped with some traveling air date.
Don't be ridiculous, Mr. McGee. Fifi would have nothing to do with other dogs. Why, she was almost as human as I.
Well, now that that golden opportunity has slipped past, let's drop it.
Well, let's discuss something more amusing. Now, look at these old love letters of mine, Abigail. I found them in the attic. Shall I read you a couple of them?
No.
Oh, my dear, please do anything to get my mind off poor little Fifi.
Oh, I don't know why you're worrying about that mud, Uppy.
Oh.
Personally, I've always considered Fifi the kind of a dog that shouldn't happen to anybody.
Yes, forget your grief for a minute, Abigail. I want to read you one of these letters.
No, Molly, please. Them letters are sacred between me and you.
Oh, don't be so fussy, dearie.
Oh.
Listen to this one, Mrs. Uppington. Oh, darling Molly Cuddle, when you refused to kiss me after the basketball game tonight, you broke my heart into tiny fragments. And, sweetheart, there aren't many cures for a broken heart.
Oh, good heavens. Many cures.
What's the matter, Uppy?
Many cures. Oh, I just remembered.
Huh?
I forgot and left Fifi at the beauty parlor getting a Marcel and a manicure.
Oh,
the dear little thing. Why, the little precious must be almost suffocated under that horrible dryer. Oh, Meg, do excuse me. Oh, Mother's coming, Fifi. Mother's coming.
Father Tilton sings Bayou Bayou.
Bayou Bayou, the Louisiana lullaby. It's sweet and low. You sing it as you rock a bye. Bayou Bayou, the Louisiana lullaby. It's blue, I know. It makes the weeping willow cry. Each night by the light of the moonbeam, I can hear it calling softly. It seems to whisper, come back with your June dream. Southland's waiting. Said goodbye. I love it so. The Louisiana lullaby. Each night by the light of the moonbeam, I can hear it calling softly. Calling Dixie's waiting. Bayou, bayou, I wish I hadn't said goodbye. I love it so. It's the Louisiana lullaby. Bayou.
Hey, Molly. Mrs. McGee.
Yes, you speaking to me, dearie?
Speaking? I was yelling so loud, my thorax will be thore for 7 days.
Well, I'm sorry. I was so interested in these letters, I didn't hear you.
You know, Molly, I got thinking, maybe I was wrong about those letters. They're not so bad. They're kind of poetic.
Oh, they're pretty drippy, McGee. You were absolutely right about destroying them.
No, now, wait a minute, Molly. After thinking it over, after all, you can... Hey, what you going to do?
I'm going to throw them out the window onto the trash pile.
No!
There.
Oh, gee, Molly, I don't think you should have done that.
Well, you were the one that wanted me to throw them out.
Yeah, but after thinking it over and hearing you read them, I know it...
Come in.
Oh, hello there, folks. I do hope I'm not intruding.
Hi, Wimple, old man.
Of course you're not intruding, Mr. Wimple. We were just cleaning out some old rubbish. Old love letters and things.
Oh, I could imagine a man writing a love letter to you, Mrs. McGee. But my wife, oh, she'd never stand for such nonsense.
Ah, come, Mr. Wimple. Every woman has a streak of sentiment down in her heart someplace.
Not if she hasn't got a heart down in her someplace.
Your bitter half sounds like a pretty chilly character, Wimple.
Oh, she's really a wonderful woman, Mr. McGee. And she's a great help to me when I'm writing verses for greeting cards.
She is, really.
Yes, indeedy. Lots of times when I'm sitting there beating my brains out for a rhyme, she comes in and helps me.
I think I've met your wife someplace, Wimple.
Could it have been on Halloween, riding a broom?
Don't you ever lose your temper with her, Mr. Wimple?
Oh, I've learned to control myself, Mrs. McGee. Yoga, you know.
Yoga? How does it work, Wimple?
Oh, just sitting still and concentrating. Preferably in solitude, Mr. McGee.
Oh.
I'll just sit for hours and hours imagining that my soul is free. Sometimes I sit cross-legged all day long, locked in a little room under our front stairs.
Well, what's the result?
The result is that eventually my wife unlocks the door and I apologize and then she lets me out. Well, goodbye now. Don't come over to our house sometime. You'd hate it.
Poor Mr. Wimple. You know, he's a little martyr, isn't he?
Yeah, but he wouldn't be a little martyr if he was a little smarter. Hey, Molly, can I have some root beer now?
Oh, wait a few minutes, dearie. Let's finish our work first. Now, let's see. If you'll take the rugs out and beat them. Oh, dear. Come in.
How do you do? Is Moonbeam here?
Who, Bud?
Moonbeam, otherwise known as Gorgeous Girl, My Peoria Prairie Flower, Sugar Bun, and Gypsy Sweetheart.
What on earth is this man... Oh, those letters.
You mean even he knows about them letters of mine?
Ah, you must be the captain of the Dreamboat.
Oh,
no. Alias Tootsie. Alias a million kisses from you know and desperate. Allow me, Tootsie, to return your letters.
And where did you get these letters, sir?
Madam, I assure you that I have committed no offense against the postal regulations. I am not a mailbox marauder by nature. I was examining the house next door with a view towards renting it. And passing by your window, I was suddenly struck on the fedora by an avalanche of Billy Doo. And if Billy should do it again, I should be tempted to cram them down his sentimental gullet. Here, Dreamboat. Good day, Moonbeam.
The nerve of that guy. He read them.
All right, dearie. Let me take them.
Here. Hey, what you going to do with them?
I'm going to burn them. Give me a minute.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Molly. Let's not be hasty.
What do you mean?
Well, in spite of my embarrassment, everybody that's heard of it, read any of those letters, they thought they were pretty good, so I've been thinking maybe I could sell them to a magazine or some book publisher. Maybe they wouldn't be worth much, but it'd be something.
You'll never publish my love letters, McGee. No, sir. I promised I'd burn them up, and I'm going to.
Oh, Molly, please. Don't do that. You haven't got any right to.
Oh, yes, I have, dearie. They were mine.
Well, I wrote them, didn't I?
No.
What?
These letters were for Motus Cadwallader.
Oh. Hey, Moonbeam.
Yes, Dreamboat.
Can I have some root beer now? I'm sure glad you threw them letters out, Molly. You don't feel any bad effects from them, do you?
You mean, do I feel like crying?
No, I mean, did you catch cold? You know, wading through all that slush?
Now, McGee, you're just jealous of Otis Cadwallader. You know, he was a very nice boy. And a wonderful dancer.
Oh, sure, he was a wonderful dancer. He had to learn to dance.
Why did he?
The fellas down at the pool room gave him the hot foot so often.
McGee.
Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax Finishers for Home and Industry, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night, and reminding you that America's first line of defense is you and your support. So invest to the best of your ability in defense saving bonds. Good night.
Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.